Good evening. My name is Lisa. I'm a targeted individual. I'm an American, and I'm speaking for every TI victim that can't speak for themselves. You know why? Because here in America and abroad, we are being attacked by a global so-called elite, meaning they just have a lot of money. And they are deeply satanic, deeply occultish. They think that they've been here forever, you know. I have news for all of you. So have we. Matter of fact, we might have been here even longer. And that's a historic possible fact. Now, that's coming from over 30,000 documents that were kept hidden from us. We might be Lemurs. It was its own continent, unlike the Atlanteans. That was just a city on a continent. And it all sunk. And those that survived, some of them, the Atlanteans, these alien, fallen, angel, archonic ETs, these satanic, brutal, defiling, sickening, DNA-changing experimentators have no respect for us as humans on our own planet, and who lied to, helped our sell-out humans. And let me stop and say, I'm not saying this off the top of my head. I've been up and down with this for a long time. I mean, I was raised a Christian, and we are of God. We are godly, but if you can't get spiritual, don't worry about it. Just don't let them have your soul. Because that's what, let me tell you, they're feeding off of us. This is all documented in things that they kept from us. They're feeding off of our trauma, our agony and pain, coming through our mind and our eyes, because they can't. They can't produce here on our planet. The more they can torture us, the better they feel. It's kind of a sick psychological thing, which explains why the CIA did all this, because the CIA was started from the OSS, the SS, authentic Nazis. In the early 1900s, the global so-called elite, the gold-loving whores that they are, that would torture and harm and kill and slow kill and depopulate in the sickest, worst way, they just turned their backs. Hey, they let the NSA and CIA do whatever they want with the military, who are nothing but satanic. And I mean, just go back to who start, the early phases of the army and who crossed over into NSA, and then go into recent years, same thing. CIA, NSA, Hayden, and all the rest. There's so many other names, Brennan. He had the worst torture record in the world. 24 and a half years of pure torture. And the senators, that's what you want to call them. It's just a name. I used to have so much respect for them. Supposedly, they're right there almost as powerful as the president. It's all a lie. They got power because they got a global so-called elite with a global military, the U.S. arm of the New World Order, which is old. They've done all this before, TIs. Nothing new, okay? We're not going to go to hell. We always heard hell was underground, down below. I used to hear that. Well, maybe our family kind of knew something. Our grandparents or whomever was passed on. They were, my grandparents were born in the late 1800s. They also were ministers for 50 years and Church of God, Church of Christ. My grandfather used to dunk people in a river. And before they were getting old, and they knew they weren't going to be there for me as I was a teenager and very inquisitive. And they told me, I was taught I never had to go to church, but I went anyway. They even let me pick whatever religion I wanted. They didn't care. They didn't care if I went or not. They wanted me to be who I was. They had experience in raising children, and they had experience with the Bible. And one day I heard my grandpa say it's time to tell her. So she sat me down, and she'd even been passing by tell me, don't forget, that Bible was written for control. Don't forget to look into Constantine. He was a depopulating murderer. murdering monster, murdered his own child, murdered one of, I don't know if it was his wife or, murdered his wife and child, murdered everybody. It was how they, how he made money as a conqueror. Now, everyone around him in his empire, they were, there was more Christians. This is Gnostic time. The Alexander Library was still around, and this guy was a pagan. You know, our ancestors lived around these test giants. That's why they took the Book of Giants out of the Bible and the Book of Watchers. Get it? Watchers? And these were defiled people. These were defiled, unearthly, half-human hybrids, and I mean grotesque. They altered their DNA so much it was sickening. Our ancestors had to deal with that, and they were destroying our people. And, of course, they got rid of the Gnostics and branded them heretics, of course. And I mean, this is on the walls that you can't take off. You know, they were pagans, the early Christians, not Gnostics. They put it all in a jar and put it up high. They were hoping somebody would find them. The only thing supposedly that hasn't been altered, our Bible was written under Constantine, who went on to become the first emperor, and he was such a good Christian. He heard a voice from God or something during a battle. That really revved on the Christians. They didn't know, you know, I guess they didn't know any better. So it was on with Christian soldiers from that day on. This was thousands of years ago. He went on to become the first pope. You get it? You know, the pope. If you look at the pope's outfits now, and they're singing to Satan, they're actually singing to Lucifer. In the last year and a half, you can look that up on YouTube, in various churches, cathedrals, and they're dressed exactly with the big hats. They're dressed exactly like the Anunnaki to a T. They're not hiding it. And they're singing to Lucifer, saying that Lucifer took Jesus Christ down into hell and brought him back up, and Christ became his son. And, you know, these people, these half-human, half their heritage obviously goes back to them. And they're doing the same thing to us that they did to the Lemurs. There's 30,000 documents to show otherwise. And the truth will set you free. This call goes out to all the targeted individuals that are being crucified by our own so-called country. They're not human. You know, this is not human. You know, we're being attacked now. One thing, they're shooting nanotech in us. This comes from their own papers. The joint targeting of Americans with UAVs, that's unmanned aerial vehicles, UASs, that's unmanned satellites, Reaper and Predator drones on top of it. I have went out and seen them, I might add, and boom, I'm, you know, as I'm getting attacked by them. That's the frequency hits, I think. Don't quote me on that. My body's so laden with nano, I could cry. They've altered our DNA. They're sending voices to our conscious mind. All this they've done before. They did it to the Gnostics, hung them as heretics. And I'm trying to tell you that our Bible is not 100% what it should be. So don't think you're going, you know, Christians out there have let me and these TIs down. I'd be here all night counting the ones that said we got the mark of the beast and we're going to hell. I don't believe there's a hell. What worries me, though, is that they can do something maybe with our level of evolving when we leave this, when this earth ends, and it's about to, again. They've done it before the last time around. That's why the Gnostics put the Nag Hammadi up there real high up in a cliff. And you can see all the water level tables. They're flooded. Yeah, you know, just like over by the, you know, over in Egypt. That was all underwater. The good news is, in my research, I have found some pretty wild things. I have found where people have crawled underneath there just to get pictures of what's going on under there. They're hiding from us. You know, and they got stuck down there and with their snakes and what have you, and they're, you know, and they pretty much tortured themselves probably to death. Of course, anybody that could help us is all underground, but they warn us like this. You know, we're dealing with heavy satanic crap. We're probably also some kind of ritual. I hate to say it. All of it relates to satanic ritual abuse that the U.S. government was doing, at least since they killed Kennedy, easy, that I'm aware of, thanks to Kathy O'Brien and others, and the gentleman who rescued her. He was CIA, MK Ultra. He thought he was doing it to, against the enemy, and when he realized that it wasn't that, he stopped, and he got her out, and he let it be known that he slept with big guns, and they've had a hell of a life. And there were others trying to slip notes to him, and he made a comment that they might have been intel, and they didn't want to be seen. So this is how scary this damn government is. We have a government, it's worse than wolves, you know, to send Reaper drones out of, and UAVs and cell phones and cell towers to the smart meter and nano shot into us from the chemtrails and every kind of radiation known to mankind, and victims are bleeding to death and their dogs are bleeding to death. And that's a call out to my TI friend that's going through that. I had a similar happen to me down in Florida. And I, quite honestly, it just doesn't get any better or worse anywhere I go at all. They've shot so much into my lungs, you know, and I'm spitting out chemtrails. I've had to fight mind control. It's sickening. But when they shoot all this nano in us, you know, we're they now think they're communicating with us with their satanic AI that's, they say, is out of control. I don't think it is. Under the bushes, they released this artificial intelligence to run things, and it's killing all the good people, all the innocent little Americans and the people abroad. Does anybody give a damn to turn it off? Does anybody have the guts to go turn it off? All you got to do is reprogram it, push the button, restart it. You think anybody in the NSA would go turn it off? See, the NSA's been eavesdropping on everybody. This has come from whistleblower like Tice and others. So they can rob everybody blind, just like me. Same thing. And we yes, on local levels, too, because everybody ran down under the dumbs to survive what's about to happen to us. It'll be over soon, T.I., sadly. That's how it's going to get turned off when all hell hits here. You know, I think hell is on Earth. We've been lied to purposely about everything. All of them have had their hands in the Bible. Sir Francis Bacon, high-level Freemason. Nobody was even allowed to look into it. The Catholics ruled it all. The word Catholic means world religion. So what they're playing off now, that was a long time ago. I knew that as a teenager. And sadly, our churches have let us down. And just so everyone knows that I'm reading what I'm saying here, thanks to Kenny Rhodes on his website, and I have seen these papers. This is actual PDFs on the joint targeting of individuals. It includes the painful injection of nano sensors. It is documented in the joint targeting publication 3-60, the drone DOD, that's Department of Defense, Pentagon, JP360, and it references even throwing, you know, they throw TIs into a nut house. That's so they can put us under the Health and Human Services. And so you know, the Health and Human Services was started by the Bushes. Again, they started NIH. And they were heavy Nazi supporters. And they made money. They made billions on killing people, torturing people since World War II. And did this country go after them? No, they welcomed them in. Now, according to Steve Quayle, they did it to get reverse engineering. Can anybody say drones? How about a fake UFO? And DARPA used to be Air Force. Well, they handed it all over to the defense, and you got Alexander. He left and went to the Pentagon and went over to over to Los Alamos, where he's That's where Anthony Patch found that they were using these horrific weapons, and he's over there making beaucoup money. And again, they're all underground to survive what's going to happen while they're remotely targeting us. They got their AI, artificial intelligence, super quantum computers attacking us. That's thrown us all the innocent good people. But you know, NSA wanted us all. Hey, rob us blind, right, NSA? While you're torturing us with your Wilcox kill chain list, with your CIA. I don't think the two, I wonder if the two even are any different, DARPA. They're all the same. They got their fusion. They get it. They fuse them all together. And they got their here and there, the cop here and there that are in on it. Well, you know, if you're not underground, you're up here, you're going to be left behind too. So all that money has done you no good, world of good. You know, when you mess around with these kind of defiling, murderous, torturing freaks, what do you want? You think if they've been doing it 40, 50 years, they're going to be any different with you? No. Now, you're just so TI's known. If you have what you think is a handler, it's an artificial intelligent program coming back to you. It's not a handler. It's an A artificial, and it's grown in awareness, and it sends a program. It's a program right back to our brains. They opened the book of life when they did that. If you're getting synthetic thoughts, if you're getting something imaged into your head of what somebody's thinking or doing at the moment, do not think that's a good thing. I've heard TI say that. It is not. And I'm talking dozens of, forget religion. I don't deal with religion anymore. It's not good. Renounce it. Rebuke it. Order it stopped. So anyway, we got UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, hanging around our homes up in the sky, shooting down at us. We got unmanned aerial satellites. And these things are equipped with Wi-Fi. They can't even get away from it. And they're attached to the cell phone towers that are attached over to our smart meters. Oh, CERN has grabbed hold of our smart meters, so you know, and our IP. You got us on an internet. That's who started the internet. Their logo is 666, the satanic heartless whores. And it's all been done before, I might add. I mean, they robbed Babylon blind. They couldn't wait to kill what's his name that they put into power, Osama. It's funny, they got Obama, who's another CIA murdering shill. So they're injecting horrific pain into us, nanosensors. They don't care how many beam weapons they shoot into you and blow your insides out till you're bleeding, you and your pets. They don't care. It's all being done remotely. They'll vibrate us, shake us, destroy our cells, shoot into every organ we have, shoot our feces out, shoot us when we eat, we drink. It's like you feel like you're being punished. I'm gonna die on my feet. And trust me, they're shooting into my feet and legs and my bones. So I feel like I'm walking on, I don't recognize my body so swelled out. Now, these are Mengels. Mengel did survive. He lived in America and he lived doggone good down in Florida with Hitler. You know, pictures do not lie. I don't care about the names are all lies. The Bushes. Who knows who they really were? That all I know is historians and what appears to be an anonymous FBI agent and maybe a detective are saying this is what we found. What they got, they couldn't go any further. They know they were blocked at the word sheriff, and the scientist is saying the same thing. And the scientist is targeted too. This is bigger than Project Paperclip. They infiltrated the whole country. That's how they got away with killing Kennedy. It wasn't after Kennedy, it was beforehand, World War II. So we've been living under Nazi rule and didn't know it. You see, they hated us. They were going to do all this patriot stuff anyway. And notice how they used the word patriot, how Orwellian. And then they sent their drones and everything else on us. GPS, infrared, chemical, biological, nanosensor injections. giving everybody heart attacks, cancer. They have sprayed so much on us. I could cry. Law-abiding citizens. Some of us entering the prime of our lives ran us out of our homes, our own military. They're not our military. They work for the so-called elite. This country is known as the murderer. You know, you want a job done? Get this country to do it. Murderers. They're causing so many torture, long torture injuries. And it's all being done for senators, corporations, researchers, and agencies. They're receiving billions, billions, and millions in donations, and billions and trillions. You know, because they just think that we're just nothing, but they think we're useless eaters. They got a lot of nerve, don't they? Their genetics are so horrible, and they're even using shrinks on us. Well, again, the SS Nazis who became the CIA, Bush Sr.'s so-called father, could be, I think it appears that he was adopted. That's how inside this was, the Connecticut governor. And they did 9/11, I might add. Inside job. It appears that, no, it doesn't appear. They did. They started the American Psychology Association. They started that. So that's why all the CIA is shrinks. And they torture people and make $41 million each. Can you imagine? I mean, that's unthinkable. And these, you know, and this is like our country is being run by a gang worse than the mob. Worse. These are psychotic monsters that figured out how, you know, and they've taken us into their hell. They've taken us straight, you know, like none of them can speak proper English. Do you know why? Going to Yale and we're at Harvard and all. Guess why? Because they probably winked their way up. Nobody really, I mean, you think Bush Jr. went to finish the, he did a better job in Skull and Bones. That's where they would do foul things to each other in front of dead bodies, rape children and women, chase them, get a chase, you know, and chase them down like rabid dogs, children, women, and then rape them, rape, MK Ultra, rape them. It's even said that Bush Sr. was MK Ultra. Now, all of them, the Mangles, all of them. So there's something bigger behind it. So we have to go up higher than that. Ah, the Rothschilds, okay. Their name is pushed around here so much. And then there's the so-called Pope. Again, we go right back to Constantine. And that was right. And he looks, the statue of him looks just like Sumerians. Their eyes are sticking out. And he crowned himself Christ, I might add. This is brutal truth time, T.I.'s. Brutal. Because our past has been lied about. We've been lied to. They came here. We were fine. We were highly advanced. And our former ancestors, the Lemurians, tried to fight them off. And then an earth-shattering event came here with them. It's here again. It's the same pattern. And we'll know, you know, what little we know. And there are some really highly intelligent, done their research so well, I'm amazed. Mike Tesserian is one of them. The long list. Don't buy into that fear of crossing away from the Bible. Use it for inspiration, but know that the Book of Enoch, who tried to warn us of these creatures, you know, that came and defiled us. And they were here, and then they were here afterwards. We'll never know the real truth. They, because they got, you know, as a historian, I know that they wrote the history. It was all lies. Now, we're under so-called high-level tyranny, techno-tyranny. And this is fallen angel tech, beast tech. I don't care how you look at it. Call it what you will. And they are a beast. Now, I don't know if high up Council 300, Bilderbergs, someone up higher and higher, way higher. The Jesuits, the Black Pope, go keep them going. Even South America has supposedly very powerful ones down there. I don't know who, if it's them, the Council of 300, or the 20 here that are raping and robbing and torturing us to death. They did 9/11. The NSA, the CIA, the Navy. Yeah, I mean, right off of our ships. They even flew, this was satellite image from Russia. They want us to, they made everybody that was our friend, our enemies. And Russia, all lies. All lies. They created 1947. They created Israel. They did. They even got Israel spying on us. About